On its debut record, known as Mason Jar of Home, the Seacoast band Black Agnes explores a range of Americana-influenced musical styles and asks questions about what home means to us.
I've got a mason jar of home, a little glass container of the earth in which I was grown.
I talked recently with frontman Mike Dunbar about the record. He told me there really was a mason jar filled with New Hampshire soil.
The story begins in my sophomore year of college. I've gone away to college and have suddenly, as probably a lot of New Hampshire residents do for the first time when they go away, is realize what a great place New Hampshire is and how different it is from the rest of the world if you've grown up here. And so during that sophomore year, I kind of got into this slump and just wanted to have something of New Hampshire with me. And I got this idea that I was going to go home over break and take a mason jar and fill it up with some New Hampshire earth and bring it back, and that's exactly what I did. Later it got posed to me, you know, you're a songwriter, why haven't you written a song about this yet? And it was sort of a light bulb moment.
Well, it does bring up that question that runs through all of the songs on the record, where are you from? And that's one of the ways that you approach the question is you have this literal piece of earth that you were carrying with you to other parts of the country. Another one is where we're ancestrally from. And to illustrate that, you started the record with one of your family members.
That's right. My grandmother, Susanna, we actually brought her into the studio. Her voice is the first voice that you hear on the record. T.S. Eliot, and as I'll mention, this entire album is based on T.S. Eliot poetry. T.S. Eliot makes a point of beginning many of his poems with epigraphs. What I asked myself during this process was, what are our epigraphs? You know, what are the quotes that come before our own story? And for me, that's your ancestors. I really wanted to have my grandmother's voice on the record. In talking to her, I discovered that she actually has census records from her mother's home in Ireland. Lilo, Ireland. So the way that the record begins is this old Irish record called Come Back to Erin, you know, basically Come Back Home, begins playing. It's a vintage 1912, I believe, vinyl record. And then her voice comes on over it, and all she does is recite the names of the members of that house that her mother grew up in. And in fact, her mother's name is the last name that gets read aloud. I believe her mother was around 5 at the time.
March 31st, 1901, Parish of Saigo, Townland of Lilo, James McCluskey, 62 years.
It struck me that people who would be trying to do a project like this in 40 or 50 years from now would have a very different body of information to work with to track what our lives were like than what we have to track back to our grandparents and our great-grandparents, where we're combing through census records, maybe family stories, but we don't necessarily have that individual's voice or that individual's picture.
That's a really interesting point. I haven't thought about it that way. I think that's true, although there's something sort of wonderful about the fact that we don't know quite everything about our ancestors, and so we can sort of make that myth around them. Maybe there is some wisdom that can get passed along. The things that really matter do get carried along, and often in ways that we don't realize. You know, I mean, even the way that my voice sounds is probably genetically inherited from many of the people that were my ancestors. And I'll never have a way of knowing that and playing back a recording, but I can rest assured that even just living my life, I'm sort of paying homage, you know?
The song Acid Reflux Blues is about finding home, not necessarily in a physical space, but in time, being present in the moment. I wonder if it's particularly difficult to stay present when you're singing and performing or recording instead of worrying about, you know, whether the guitar amp is turned to the right level or whether all the lyrics are coming through okay to the audience or something like that.
I think that's certainly true, but it's something that as a performer, and I think my bandmates have begun to appreciate and understand, you have to be in that moment when you're on the stage. You have to, A, be rehearsed well enough to not be thinking about little technical things, you know. You have to just be ready to go out there and sort of be in that moment. If nothing else, it really comes across to your audience if you're not genuinely in that moment, if you're trying to put on an act. The most powerful performances that I've been a part of are that communication and both between bandmates and between the audience, where, you know, to use the sort of musical metaphor, everyone is in time with each other. You know, the rhythm of the drum and the melody and the guitars are spot on.
You're based on the seacoast most of the time. Is there a way to describe what being from the seacoast means?
Being from the seacoast, you have these wonderful cities that participate in their own past. I think that's something that is important to me on the record as well, like a city like Portsmouth. You have a clear sense when you enter into Portsmouth that you're both engaging in something that's modern and cosmopolitan, but also has a sense of its colonial history.
Do you plan to do more traveling, maybe carrying another mason jar of home with you as you go out into the world with these songs?
The idea that I'm working on is a road trip survey of the musical hotbeds in this country. We would go to places like the Delta, Texas, maybe California, you know, hit several key areas, Chicago, that were important in music history, to perform a little bit ourselves, but also to engage in both sides of the dialogue. So have the culture that we find there impressed upon our own creativity. If you just wrote an EP album about what home is, you should then broaden the lens and you should start asking, well, what isn't New Hampshire? The other 49 states. As somebody who's taking part in that, you know, rambling tradition, if you will, how do you confront your otherness?
Well, Mike Dunbar, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Mike Dunbar is the frontman for the seacoast band Black Agnes, which recently released its first record, Mason Jar of Home. You'll find more about the band at nhpr.org.
Changed in us all is a jar of our own. Keep it in the sunlight and you might see something grow. Oh, la dee dee I, la dee dee I don't. It's okay if someday I let it fall. It was never really about the jar at all.